Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6:01 on the West Coast, and it's sunny outside and 93 degrees, and it's about 9:01 on the East Coast. We're brought to you today by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So from time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. Right side of the page, scroll down, psychic readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We can accommodate your time frame. So spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. Every Monday. You just might learn something new. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. All right. Without further ado, let's bring in Miss Nina. Good afternoon, or well, good evening, Miss Nina.
Good evening, Miss Lenis. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy the show and find it very informative. Lenis is going to talk to you further about the full moon, lunar eclipse, and retrograde. We have six planets aligning for this retrograde, so just be careful. Also, a slight warning, people are already being affected by this. I find that a lot of people are very emotional right now, and very, well, to put it bluntly, bitchy. There's a lot of people in a lot of bad moods lately, so kind of count to 10 and hold your tongue before you lash out at anybody right now, please and thank you, because I've been on the brunt end of a few of this, of these people, and I don't appreciate it. I do have a couple of announcements. I have a birthday on Friday. My brother, Renee, will be turning 62. Happy birthday, Renee. I love you. Other birthdays and stuff coming up while I am gone. August the 3rd will be my daughter-in-law, Charlene's birthday. Happy birthday, Charlene. And August the 7th will be my cousin Dee's 58th birthday. Happy birthday, Dee. Other than that, I have no more announcements other than I will not be here for the next 2 Mondays. So you have a little break from me. Lenis, you have any birthdays?
I don't have any birthdays. I announced them yesterday, but I have a quick prayer, and then we'll discuss the lunar eclipse. Quick prayer, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it, our will be done. Now, we release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, physically, from our past, our present, and our future to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. Excuse me, I got a cough. Okay, I'm back. Anyway, excuse me, that's our prayers. Now, just notating, Friday the 27th is a full moon. Friday the 27th is the lunar eclipse. Thursday, the 26th, is the beginning of Mercury retrograde to August 19th. Okay. And we have six planets that are retrograde as well. Okay, let's see, what is this about this lunar eclipse? Well, the full moon on the 27th is 4 degrees Aquarius, is a total lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse, July 28th astrology, is mainly influenced by Mars, making this an emotional, challenging eclipse. Ms. Nina already told you, Mars' anger and frustration could easily turn to reckless actions because of a harsh aspect to Uranus. A more gentle influence from Saturn will make it a little easier to calm down, and some fixed stars give patience and decisiveness in a crisis. However, the same stars can also cause aggression and emotional problems. Remaining calm in a crisis is the key to dealing with this overly emotional lunar eclipse. This is particularly important for the next 2 weeks while the July 12th solar eclipse is still active. It brings the potential for a crisis with your self-esteem, a relationship, or an event, or and for neurotic distress triggered by a deeply buried subconscious fear of disaster. The July 28th lunar eclipse is a rare central lunar eclipse where part of the moon passes through the center of the Earth's shadow. It is also the longest total lunar eclipse this century, lasting 1 hour and 23 minutes, y'all. We will be seeing a red moon, so don't get scared. It's going to be 1 hour. We're going to see it in 23 minutes where it's visible. I'll put it like that. This powerful total lunar eclipse is also called a blood moon because of the reddish color caused by the light being refracted by Earth's atmosphere. Okay, yeah, that's about it. So anyway, there's a little, give you a little bit of history and background about this lunar eclipse coming up. So if you start to feel a little strange or if you go off on people, just stop, think for a minute, and then answer. Don't just go off emotionally, because that's what we're going to be feeling is emotions. So just stop and think and then say your answer to whatever. Okay? Anything else, Miss Nina?
No, I think that's covered. It just remember, people, count to 10. If you're feeling agitated, count to 10 before you blurt out anything and cause hurt feelings, because in the end, it's going to be you that gets hurt.
Yeah, that's for certain. Okay, well, I guess it's time for us to begin. So our first caller is area code 480. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Keisha from Georgia.
Hi, Tisha. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
What can we answer for you today, young lady?
I was wondering, how about love? You see anybody new coming into my love life?
Oh, okay. So you're not seeing anybody and you didn't just recently get out of a relationship?
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's coming up for you, Tisha. I'm hearing this song, Tisha. Boy, don't walk away. I don't know who sung that. Don't walk away from me. That's strange. Okay, I don't know why that song is playing in my ear right now while I'm thinking about you. I almost could call the group. I think it's SVW. I don't know.
Oh, that's Dave.
Yes, boy, don't walk away from me. Something, but anyway. Oh, Jade. Okay, see, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't walk away from me. Is there anybody that's interested in you that's been trying to talk to you right now?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I'm just seeing what you see in the spirit world.
Yeah, I'm trying. Nothing's popping out right now. But I do see a man walking away from you. So, and the song is playing in the background. I'm like, well, if you're walking away, you haven't even met her yet. But that's why I'm asking, was it something from your past?
That's somebody from my past. I think he moved on, so it's all right.
Okay.
It's cool. So I was kind of wondering who the next one is.
Where's my next one? Oh, don't say it like that. No.
The one that's going to be with you for life.
Yeah. Tisha, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not picking up anything. Let me ask Miss Nina. Nina, are you picking up anything?
I see someone, but they're not close. They're far away. It's almost like he's in the shadows. It's somebody that you know already. And he's hanging back in the shadows. I don't know what he's waiting for. But it's definitely somebody that you know.
Okay.
It might maybe be a past love or an old love coming back or wants to come back.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Tisha, I didn't pick up anything. Well, Nina says, you know, she saw somebody in the shadows. I'll tell you what, give us a call back on Sunday and see if maybe it might be more clarity then, because just not picking it up right now. But that doesn't mean it's not someone coming, okay?
Yeah, I understand. All right, thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, thank you too. Yeah. Okay, next caller. Area code 404. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Sakia.
Sakia?
Ashia.
I'm sorry.
Ashia. No, you're fine.
Oh, Ashia. Ooh, that's pretty.
Yes, ma'am.
I love all these new names. Okay, Miss Ashia, what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Okay. Today, I recently had an interview for, like, it's like a love game show or something like that. So, I was wondering, like, it was like a Skype interview, and I was wondering, did you see me, like, finding love on there or, like, winning money or something like that?
Like, I see you going on the show.
Oh, wow.
You will get picked. Okay. Yep, you will get picked. I see that. So you're going on the show on TV.
So it's legit. Okay.
A love connection? I don't know.
Okay.
But I definitely see you on the show. Yeah, you're there. Be sure and tell the family so everybody can be watching when you be on the air. But yeah, you're going to be on the show. But is it like a love connection thing or something?
Yes, ma'am. It's like a love thing.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just not seeing that right now. Not to say it can't be, but I'm not seeing that. Mm-hmm. But on the show,
so you're getting the money or something?
Lennis?
Yes, ma'am.
I see you on the show, yes. You are definitely on the show. But you're going to have a really good time. You're going to meet some nice people, but that's all it's going to be, is you're going to end up getting a couple extra new friends.
Oh, no love, no money.
No love.
No, I don't see any love. Definitely don't see any money. But,
no money.
Yeah. And I see that, too. I see you enjoying. You have a really good time. So you know what? Network, girl. Don't worry about the love aspect. Network, because maybe the connections you make could help you in the future. Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
we look at it like that.
It won't interfere in my school, will it? It won't interfere in my school, will it? Because if so, then I won't go if I'm not going to find love.
It won't. You will have a really good touch. It won't interfere with anything.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate
that. Well, congratulations. Have a wonderful time on TV, girl.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Y'all have a good night.
You too, honey. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We have some lines open, so call in. All right. Area code 510, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who is this?
Hi, Hi, my name is Nicole. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm calling to get some clarity of what you see for me. I recently had many things happen all at once for me. My father died in March. I just had a hysterectomy, and then followed by I'm now laid off a job that I was at for 6 years. So I'm feeling kind of anxious, not very motivated, a little bit stuck, and I'm wondering what's going to come up for me as far as work and just next steps.
Your health concern was karmic. That was supposed to happen.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. I feel a little better now.
Yeah.
But it's just like when it rains, it pours, and I just...
I know, and I just, I'm feeling you, but you know what? I'm feeling you like you're out in space, and you're bouncing around from the moon to the earth. You're just, you're bouncing back and forth. In other words, you're right in the mix of all this. I'll tell you what I told Nina, and you guys, you can laugh. Remember, I'm Saturday night. Nina's a good one. I told Nina, I said, it's a clusterfuck up there. So that's what I'm feeling for you. Like, you're right in the middle of it. It's like, God, to be more careful. Nina, what are you picking up for her?
Nicole, the angels are telling me that you need to talk to somebody professional. I'm feeling that there's a very heavy weight on your heart, and it's playing with your mental health as well. I think maybe you should maybe go and talk to somebody and just have a really deep conversation. It could be just even a friend if you want, but you need to really get a lot of things off your chest right now to help you move forward. Because you seem to have a wall built around you right now, and that wall needs to come down a little bit before you're able to move forward. Things do happen. That's important to people all the time. And you know what? It always seems that when we're down, everything affects us even more. Your father's death would have brought you down a lot, and then for your physical health to be threatened as well. That's a lot playing on your mind. So please do me a favor and go and sit down and talk to somebody. Now, like I said, it could be a professional. It could be a really good friend. It could be an aunt, your mom, whatever. But you really need to sit down and get everything off your chest that's on there right now before you can move forward. And once you do that, I see the clouds lifting, and you're able to move forward, and I see a new job in your future, and it's a good job.
In the near future? I'm worried about that.
Yes, it's not too far off, but you...
Yeah, August.
Go
ahead, Nina.
You need to sit down and clear up everything that's going on with you emotionally right now. Before that can happen.
Okay.
Yep. And you know what? I'm going to be praying for you, and I'm going to send you some very positive energy. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm also a Reiki master, so I can do distance healing. So I am going to be sending you distance healing from up here to help you to move forward. But you have to help yourself as well. So please do as I ask. Go and talk to someone and get a lot of this emotional, well, I'm going to say baggage, removed from both your head and your heart, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling, and we're going to be praying for you, wishing you the very best. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Next phone call, area code 512. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, guys,
how are you?
Girls. I'm good. And happy birthday to your I think it was your uncle for August 3rd. That's my birthday.
That's my daughter.
Oh, that's Nina. Yeah. I think her brother.
Oh.
Is your brother?
Your brother?
Well, August 3rd is my daughter-in-law's birthday.
Oh, daughter-in-law.
Oh, well,
okay.
Happy birthday to her.
And happy birthday to you, too, Yvonne.
Well, thank you. I have a question about a relationship, or maybe love, I guess you can call it. I'm interested in someone, and we've been friends for a while. I was just wondering if you saw us connecting.
Okay, and his first name?
Donna.
Oh, it's her,
mm-hmm.
Donna?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine, honey. Listen,
oh,
we accept everybody, okay? It's about love, not about gender. It's about love, so that's okay. All right, well, let's see what she got going on. See if she the one for
mm-hmm.
you.
I hope so.
Personable. I like that. Like when she's talking
to
you, she's focused on you. Yeah, I like that about her. She's personable and focused.
Very.
Ain't into drama. She don't like drama.
No.
That's for certain.
That's right.
She thinks highly of you. What did you think? She thought less
good.
Of you? She thinks highly of you. Yeah, she has a great deal of respect for you. She does. She has a great deal of respect for you.
I think she likes me. I just, I don't know. This is like a really different kind of relationship for both of us. Instead of just like jumping in it, we're like becoming friends.
Which
first.
Is good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just wonder if it would go any further than that.
I think it will. If you two communicate as such, I believe. What's that? Wishy, wishy, wishy. Do you hear that?
Oh, I'm outside. That's a bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you hear. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't see any problems. You two can have a marvelous relationship, matter of fact. If you just communicate, it'll be fine. It's a new beginning for both of you.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good. I'm glad. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. So why not? Go for it. What are you picking up, Nina? I feel good.
Well, the angels are jumping up and down, and they're telling me to tell you, Yvonne, what the hell's taking you so long?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I have told her. Okay, let me tell you then. I have told her how I felt about her, but I'm a little bit shy, so I don't want to make the first move. I want her to feel it first. If that makes sense. Not,
yeah,
not
the
really
girl
shy.
Is 2018. It's 2018. Come on.
I guess I have a lot of respect, and maybe that might be my issue. I don't want to do something that makes her feel uncomfortable.
Girlfriend, ask her out.
Thank you.
Oh, we've been out a few times. Yeah, we've been out.
Well, okay, then. Yeah, they're still telling me what's taking you so long, and they're jumping at me. They're jumping at me.
Yeah,
because
they're probably saying, come on, Yvonne, what are you doing? Let's get to this. Come
okay.
on now. But it's 2018. You can call. We tell women that all the time. You ain't got to wait on the other person. Come on. It's 2018. We're independent.
All right. I'll get that feeling.
Yeah,
I feel really good
about it. And the angels feel
awesome.
Good about it. So come on, what's stopping it? There's nothing stopping you two. The world is your oyster. Go for it. It'll
All
be a
right.
beautiful relationship.
I will.
Okay. It'll
Thank
be a beautiful
you for
relationship.
Knowing that. All right. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys' output on that and your jumping angels.
All right,
you guys have an awesome night. Have a great night.
You too.
And I like your show. I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Oh, yes, you can. You can continue to listen. That's fine.
Oh,
and congratulations.
Okay.
There you go. All righty. Next caller, area code 412. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha. How are you guys today?
Fine. Did you say Lisa?
Keisha.
Oh, Tisa.
Keisha.
Okay. So what's going on, young lady?
I was trying to see what a relationship. Well, I don't know if I'm a relationship, but with a guy named Sean. I just want to see what he wanted from me.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead, Nina, because you started laughing. I'll let you go first.
He wants what any guy wants.
Huh? Stop laughing. What is it?
No, he wants what any guy wants. He wants what any guy wants.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. Then why did you ask the question? No, actually, that's what he wants. But if you take things slower, you'll actually have a relationship with him.
Yeah. I thought he was kind of trying to move too fast. The way he be talking and stuff, I was just like, wow. I don't know.
Yeah, you take it. He's at 100. You bring it down to 20, Tisa. Bring it down to 20.
Yeah.
Okay. And like Nina said, just go day by day, a day at a time, and it will work out to be a nice relationship. But just slow it way down. Don't move too fast.
Yeah.
And don't give it up until you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because Nina's right. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that. The main thing a man wants when he sees a woman is sex. I'm just telling you to slow it down and wait. Don't jump off in bed with him just yet. You know, kind of fill him out some more and see what he's about. Because you're not trying to be a notch in his belt. So.
No. I don't know if I really want a relationship neither. Like, I was just like, wow, this has fun. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what you want, something light and airy, then go for it then. Just let him know you're not looking for any permanency or no long-term relationship. You know, you just want to be friends, maybe friends with benefits. Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you serve a purpose, I serve a purpose. Thank you very much. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I understand that. Oh, no, I understand. Like I said, been there and done that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, just take it a day at a time. Or either tell him, are we friends with benefits, or what's going on, bro?
Okay.
Alright, you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennox and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open, y'all. So if anybody, I don't know if anyone's in there or not with Miss Nina, but the chat room is open. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, next caller, area code 646. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Nina. Hi, Lennox. My name's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Well, I just came out of the emergency room. My partner is in the emergency room right now. He got bad news on his health this morning and decided to go on a bender. And he drank himself stupid, and now he's in the ER. And my question is, because he's like a triple Aries, very stubborn, and I'm hoping that this will be his turning point where he cleans up but it's been a battle for me. No, I.
Well, what's,
I gotta deal
what's
with
his first name?
His name is John.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, thank you.
What would you like to know about John?
I'd like to know if he's going to turn a new leaf or if he's going to go back into his old habits. I guess if this is going to scare him straight. Told you it was a tough one.
Well, I see that his stubbornness will take him out.
His stubbornness will take him out?
Will take him out. He,
I mean,
he will
I'm
cease
to
exist
to
on this earth.
Huh?
He will cease to exist on this earth at the rate that he's going, and his stubbornness will take him out. In other words, if he doesn't listen to the doctors, what he's supposed to be doing, and doing the best he can with his health, then, you know, you get what you ask for.
Question. If I bring his, well, I've been putting word out to his brother and his best friend, Alex. His brother's name is Jim. His best friend's name is Alex. And I've been putting word out to them, and I'm figuring if they help, you know, put the foot down and say, stop this, you know, rough them up a little bit or something, because I'm tired of it. I can't do it alone. So I'm wondering if I pull those two in and really hunker down and do an intervention if he'll straighten out.
No. No, he won't.
I didn't think so.
No, he's not going to stay away.
It's just going to be a matter of time.
Yeah. He has to decide that on his own. You can't decide it for him. His friends can't decide it for him. He has to decide it on his own. And right now, with everybody bothering him, he just gets more stubborn and more determined that he's just going to drink. So back off.
Wow.
And just, it's called tough love for a reason, Elizabeth. And you're gonna have to use that tough love.
Oh my God, girl, I've been using it for so long. I can't.
Well, if you were using it for so long, you wouldn't still be there. Tough love means you walk away.
Wow. I thought there would be a glimmer of hope, but I don't know. He's looking death in the face now. So we'll see what happens.
You know, unfortunately, you're right. He is. So until he decides, and I can't see him deciding, as long as you are still there, he's going to just keep doing what he's doing. If he thinks he's lost you, that may change his mind.
Oh, I got one foot out the door already, girl. Let me tell you something. I got my bug out bag packed already. I'm like, Zia, don't want to be a bye.
Well,
so that's how I'm going to
feel.
Yeah, but
you know you love me, so it's not as easy.
I do.
We can say that,
girl,
but it's not that easy to walk away.
Oh, girl, I got a couple of safe spots to go already. My house is so beautiful, I don't want to read it. But that sounds like a plan. Sounds like I got to go on a vacay for a while and hope I don't wind up come back into a corpse.
Well, I'm
so
sorry we don't have better news for you,
Elizabeth. This is the damages of alcoholism. This is what alcoholism does. So anybody out there that's got a drinking problem, stop now. You're going to wind up like my guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. That just put the light on the situation. I'm going to give him the ultimatum. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Elizabeth. And we'll be praying for you to keep your strength and stuff up, too.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hope your week gets better, Elizabeth. Well, we've got lines open, everybody. Well, no, we don't. Yeah, we still do. I'm going to answer this call. But we do have lines open, 646-727-8255. 727-294-6476, 727-294-6476. Call in. Okay, next. Oops. Next, who did I? Wait a minute, that's Nina. Oh, Lord.
I'm an accident.
Area code 347, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, hello. This is Latima calling.
Lucima?
No, Latima, sorry.
Latima.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing today, Latima?
Well, today I'm doing a little bit better, doing fine.
Good, good, good. Well, what can we answer for you, young lady?
I want to know, do you see me moving soon? Do you see a big move coming from me soon?
Oh, okay. Now, are you moving out of state or are you moving within a state, just somewhere else, another location?
Yeah, in a state because something's going on with my my housing now. It's my apartment.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, well, I picked up right away that like 5 miles from where you're at. Not that far, so that's why I was inquiring, were you within state? Well, I do see right away it came up that you're like 5 miles from where you're at right now.
Okay.
Cheaper rent, and they're saying it's cheaper rent, nice location, better neighbors. I don't know what that means, but it
Thank
says
God
better neighbors. okay. You understand that. What else? Yeah. 5 miles from where you at, cheaper rent, better neighbors. It's like peace. It's a peace of mind for you. So, yes,
oh, that's
you are
good.
Moving.
Do you
Were you trying to move by the first?
By the first
or
the next month?
Yeah, were you trying to move by next month or September?
Probably by, like, by September.
Okay, you're fine. Okay.
Do you see
anything
like an apartment building or a house, anything like that?
I saw like a duplex or a well, let me see. You guys don't have duplexes back there. What are they called? I guess like a townhome where you got a first and a second level, but it's still all one house.
Oh, okay.
It's not an apartment.
Anything for my daughters. Anything for them. Like,
yeah.
You know, a better surroundings for them because I've been trying to go.
Well, yes, this is. This is, but it's a duplex. When we say duplex out in the West Coast, it's flat like a Rambler, and it's two sides. So back on the East Coast, I know it's like a tall building, right? And it's like
mm-hmm.
first floor and the second floor, bedroom, bathroom, whatever. So, yeah, but that's what I see. It's not an apartment. It's more like a townhome that you're moving to.
Oh,
like
okay.
I said, the rent is cheaper. Yeah.
Okay.
Three bedrooms.
Are you moving soon?
Looks like September. September, three bedrooms.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, three bedrooms. But September, I see you moving. That's what I was asking.
September?
Cause I didn't
oh,
see you moving
that's
in August.
Good.
September 1st, you'll be moving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't
great
see
news.
It in August. Yeah.
I feel more relieved
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything
nice
I can
place.
Watch out for? Anything? Because I feel like, I don't know, I'm just kind of worried and scared. Because I don't know where. Because once I live somewhere, I get stuck in that one spot. I get comfortable. So, but you said everything
well,
was
yeah,
good.
Well, yeah. Well, this place, like I said, is nice neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Nice neighborhood. It's peace. That's what
mm-hmm.
neighbors were telling me. It's peaceful. So, you know, it must be a very quiet place. You know, like I said, good neighbors, good rent, and it's just, it's a nice area. You know, it's not a bougie
okay.
area, but it's a
yeah.
nice area. You would feel good
that's
about
great.
Bringing family or friends in to visit with you. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Okay. So. Miss Nina, did you see anything?
No, the only thing that they're telling me is you have to go out and have to look for the place. It's not going to just jump at you.
So I would have to go and find one?
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
you need to be out there looking. That's what Nina's saying. The angels are telling you, you got to get out there and look.
Time. but it was like out of state. I didn't know it was like close to where I'm at now. You said. So
yeah,
that's surprising to me.
You need to get up off your butt and go and look.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to leave New York. I wanted to leave New York.
Yeah.
But maybe I will find something in it. Something will pop up and it's close by, not too far, because my family is still out here.
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's why I called to see if I was moving soon.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, young lady, and you just have a wonderful week there, okay?
Okay, you too.
All righty, and bye-bye now. Okay, next caller, area code 614. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes, you can.
Dolphin?
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
Phil Sun.
I can't understand it. You're going to have to spell it out, or Nina's going to have to say it. I'm not understanding your name.
Phil Sun, like Philip and the Sun, Phil Sun.
Oh, Phil Sun. Oh, I talked to you yesterday. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, I just remembered now. Right. Okay. So what can you got Nina with me today, so go ahead.
Today was my last day of the job that I have right now, and I have a badge that I use to go in to work, and I usually put my keys in a specific area, but everyone knows I put them there, and I don't worry about it because I don't think anyone's going to steal it. But I go in, my badge is, I go take a break, and I try to come back in, and I realize my badge is not in my keys, and then I remember that somebody must have taken it out. So I was thinking, who took it out? My question is, did someone at work take it? The badge out of my keys.
I see, like it fell out on the floor next to your chair at the desk on the left hand side. That's what I'm seeing right now, that it fell out your purse. I don't know why,
okay.
But I just see that it's down there on the floor. This is what I'm seeing. It's on the floor, your chair, you're sitting at the desk, and on your left hand side, that's where it is, down there on the floor. What do you see, Nina? Excuse me.
Yeah, I see it. Nobody took it. It did fall out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's there by the desk. Can you go back and check, or go back in the morning and make sure, or have somebody look for you?
Yes.
Okay, because it is. It's right there by your desk. You just didn't see it when you picked up your purse. That's all. Yeah. Now, I see it as it had fell out. I don't see somebody going in your purse, pulling it out, and dropping it on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started a new job. Do you see that going well for me?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Filson. Thanks for calling. Talk to you soon. Okay. The phone number is 646-727-2914. The lines are open. You're more than welcome to call in with a second question or call in with a first question. The lines, like I said, all our lines are open as well as the chat room. So... And you know I'm going to be like Nina now. If you don't call in 5 minutes, you know what time it is. We'll be closing the show.
Now, what caller, Lennon?
Yeah, I had her on. I think I had her on hold.
Hello?
347, it's Latima, right?
No, it's not Latima.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. 347, go ahead.
Latima is my daughter, so she... was just on, and she told me to call. That's why I called.
Okay. So who's this?
Okay. This is Tathina. Tathina. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Yes, my name's Tathina.
Okay.
Okay. What's
Go
your
ahead.
Question?
What's your question?
I have a question about a relationship I just got into about a month ago, someone I've been dealing with. I'm wondering, should I don't know how it's going. Like, I'm confused about it.
Okay. What's the guy's first name?
Corey.
Okay. Why does this guy feel like he has his back up against the wall? Whoa. Is he going through some financial challenges right now?
I don't think financially. I think he's about to go through a separation.
Okay. Because I know something's got him pinned up against the wall. I thought maybe it was finances. So it's a relationship.
There's some legal things happening, too, is what I'm picking up.
Picking up what?
Some legal things happening.
Oh, yes, because they're going to separation, and they're about to sell the house. So they...
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is some financial then. I was right, financial
mm-hmm.
challenges. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. He needs to finish that and closure and then come
okay.
to you. Because if not, well, they're separating and they haven't divorced yet. That's drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know who this other woman is, but I know when a married couple is separated and so they go their separate ways until the divorce, if either one of them starts seeing a female or a male, then the other spouse wants to get ugly about it, even though they're separated and going to get a divorce. So that's why it's always better. Once the divorce is final, then there's no drama because he's a free
uh-huh.
man. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and plus, like Nina said, the paperwork and stuff that he's going through right now, yeah, he needs to focus on that and get that together. Yep. And then, you know, when you two be together, he comes to talk to you, he'll be free. You won't have any problems, no baggage or carry-on.
Yeah.
So it can be you and him. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. All righty. Area code 510, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole calling back with a second question.
Okay.
So my question this time is, what do you see with my relationship? I've been in a relationship for a little over a year, and it's just been very challenging. He's very busy. He's got a lot on his plate right now, and he travels a lot. So I try to give him the space and what he needs to be able to function to do his thing to get through all the stuff that he's got going on. But at the end of the day, I feel a lot of times that I'm not getting what I want from the relationship because there's a lot of distance. He's not very affectionate, and he's just very stressed out right now.
Has it always been like this, Nicole?
Somewhat, but it's gotten a little bit more. He's become a little bit more stressed as we've been in the relationship, and so it's increased. It wasn't as much in the beginning. We have plans. After my son graduates high school, we want to move out of state together, but it's, you know, it's not like set in stone. And I'm just wondering, is the relationship even going to last to get to that point? I feel sometimes it will, and then sometimes I'm just not sure.
What the angels are telling me is it will last if you want to settle for what you're getting now.
Okay. So it's going to continue. It's not just where he's at in his life right now. This is just the way it's going to be.
Yeah, this is the way it's going to be unless you speak out.
It's
you
really
have
hard
to tell
to
him. You're going to have to tell him that this is not what you want.
Yeah. I've tried that.
Lennox, what are you picking up?
I don't see him changing anytime soon.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't. I was letting you talk because I didn't see the change
okay.
coming about. He's kind of like in his space, as they say, doing his
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he's very stubborn. I just thought if he had time to be able to focus on what he's got going on right now and to not be stressed, that he would get to a point where he would settle down and not be so all over the place.
Yeah, scattered.
Yeah.
At times.
And it's business,
yeah.
But he's just very stressed out, and he has so much on his plate that it's like he doesn't have time.
Well, I'll put it like this. If a person wants to make you their priority, they will. They'll make
yeah.
time. You know, that's the one thing women really, it's not the sex, it's not the looks, it's the time that you spend in the relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what women really want. You know, communication
yeah.
and some time. Let's spend some time together. So it's up to you, Nicole, you know, what you want to do. But I don't see anything changing, and neither does Nina. So, you know, I guess it goes back to you. What do you want? What are you happy with? But I'm going to tell you this. What gives you a peace of mind?
I don't really know. I mean, I feel, you know, like he's the one that I want to be with, but I just need
yeah,
a little
but if he can't give you what you, yeah, if he can't give you what you're looking for spiritually, mentally, or physically, then, you know, what
mm-hmm.
is it? Even
well,
the second gets old if you're not spending the time. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
Let's say that if you are willing to help him learn to give you what you need, and you're going to have to, and it's going to be work for you, then it will be
yeah.
good all the way around. But it's not going to happen overnight. It takes time,
yeah.
and it takes a long time for a man to realize exactly what it is that you need. But if he has all the qualities and they are there and you can see them, they're in a partner that you want, then you put in the time and effort. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be work. It's not going to happen
yeah.
overnight. But it will happen. Like I can see it happening. But it is going to be a lot of work on your part.
Okay.
It's called training. I hate to say
yeah.
that, but sometimes you have to help your partner learn what it is that you want. And to
yeah.
do that, it takes a lot of repetitive work, just like you do with a 2- and 3-year-old. Please don't touch
yeah.
that. Don't do that. Please don't touch that.
Yeah.
That's not
it's just getting
things.
Him to listen, because I do communicate
yeah.
to him what I'm feeling, but I need to communicate it without it sounding like I'm complaining all the time, too.
Exactly. So
yeah.
if you are willing to do that, yes, you will have a relationship. But it is going to be work.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week. Okay, we've got time for one more caller. It's our last caller for the night. Area code 917. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I was wondering what do you see for M and I, for M and I?
N? The letter N?
No, M.
Is that
M as in Mark.
M.
Okay, what's the guy's name? We do better if we can get a first name than an initial.
Matt.
Okay, M-A-T-T?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
Lisa
you.
And Matt.
Yeah. for me and him.
He didn't strong arm you into a relationship, did he? I said he didn't strong arm you into a relationship, like very controlling, did he?
No.
Okay. Sometimes he can be a scatterbrain.
Oh.
But it's almost like it's a fun thing. It's not a bad thing. His scatterbrain is like comical.
Yeah.
I feel a little hesitancy with him and you, a little bit of reluctance.
What does that mean?
He's hesitant about you getting real close together, you two. I'm trying to see why is he hesitant about it. Now I'm seeing water. Why am I seeing water? Do one of you live by water?
He lives close by the water, and
okay.
I do too.
Yeah, I'm seeing water in a marina. I see you two walking together and talking. Does he have a boat?
Does he have a boat?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I see you two walking around the marina, so that's what I'm asking.
Maybe there's
Nina, what are you picking up?
I am not picking up anything.
Wow.
Well, I'm not picking up anything bad because I see them together walking, but they're down at the water at the marina just, you know, like walking around, having an ice cream cone, just, you know, talking and enjoying one another. But I wanted to find out why. Oh, maybe it's emotions. Maybe that's what he's reluctant of, is emotions are getting involved, which means he must care more than he is letting on about you.
Yeah,
but I think he's being shy about it. He's not letting you know that yet. So just watch his actions.
Does it mean, like, when somebody cares about you, that they're in love with you, or?
No, not always.
Okay.
Listen, Lisa, I hate to cut you short, but we're almost off the air, and I just want to say,
you do what you want to do. This is your show. This is your show. You do what you want
to
do.
I know, but I just wanted to let you know. I don't want to just cut you off. You know, I want
to
let you know why, because we're going
to
close the show out. But okay, yeah. You and Matt, you're good. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, darling.
Thank you.
Have a good week. You're most welcome. Have a good week. Okay, we're down to 24 seconds. Nina, you want to take us on out, and I'll start the music?
Good evening, everyone. Have a great night. Have a great week. I will be back in 2 weeks, but Lennox will be here to help you. Love you all. I'm sending healing to Nicole. Take care, everyone. Watch out for retrograde. Keep your head up.
Uh-oh.